This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Nick from Seattle is. Nick, are you there?
Hi, Taryn. Yes, I'm here. Good morning.
Good morning, Nick. I am Taryn, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing along at home, Nick will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 10, three guesses per question. Are you ready, Nick?
I'm ready.
What season begins today?
Spring.
Correct. In August of 97, Microsoft bailed what technology company out of bankruptcy?
Pass.
Tom Kenny voices what popular TV cartoon character?
SpongeBob.
Correct. In which country were bananas first grown?
Colombia?
No.
The U.S.?
No.
Mexico.
No. The Destroyers are the backing band for which rocker?
I don't know. Pass.
How many children does Sean Kemp have?
Ooh. Five?
No.
Six?
No.
Seven.
Correct. The mint julep is associated with what sporting event?
Bocce ball.
No.
Cricket.
No.
Polo.
No. Eatin' Good in the Neighborhood is the slogan for what chain restaurant?
Pass.
Oh, Nick, you got three correct. You know what? You knew that today was the first day of spring. That's very important.
You're very up on the times.
Very pleasant day.
And here is your fierce competitor,
Steve
Migs. Are you ready?
All right.
What season begins today?
Spring.
Correct.
Oh, it feels like it.
In August of 97, Microsoft bailed what technology company out of bankruptcy?
Is that IBM?
No.
Oh. Apple?
Yes. Tom Kenny voices what popular TV cartoon character?
SpongeBob SquarePants.
That is right. In which country were bananas first grown?
America.
No.
China.
No.
Japan.
No. The Destroyers
Canada?
Are the backing... No. Oh. The Destroyers are the backing band for which rocker?
George Thorogood.
That is correct. How many children does Sean Kemp have?
A lot. Let's go with six.
No.
Nine.
No.
Seven?
Yes. The mint julep is associated with what sporting event?
The Kentucky Derby.
Correct. Eatin' Good in the Neighborhood is the slogan for what chain restaurant?
Showgirls.
No.
Okay.
Twin Peaks?
No.
Wow.
Applebee's?
Yes. The first public car phone service was developed in what decade?
60s.
No.
50s.
No.
40s.
Correct. What planet is known as the ice giant?
Jupiter.
No.
Saturn.
No.
Uranus.
That is correct.
Is it?
It is.
That's awesome.
Oh my gosh, Steve, you got 9 correct, which is a win. 9-3. Sorry, Nick.
Good job, Steve. Thanks for having me, guys. That was a lot of fun.
Oh,
hell yeah,
yeah,
brother. Have a great day. Seems appropriate to play a SpongeBob victory song.
The country where bananas were first grown, India.
India.
There you go. Nice win today.
It's always my stoner conversation, but I always wonder who was the first person to think, oh, we should open this thing up because there's probably something delicious inside of it.
Shout out to them.
Yeah, I don't
they
know.
Changed the world.
I don't
fruit.
Know if it was an animal that just ripped it open. It's like, guys, this is really freaking good.
Well, congrats on your victory.
Thank you.
We have a new feature on the Odyssey app, and it makes it very easy for you to leave us a voice message at your leisure. And we have been getting some messages on there. Some are quite interesting, Migs.
Yep, there's somebody who's not very happy with our friend Danny V.
Oh.
And another person that's not happy with, well, March Madness.
I don't give a f*** about your bracket.
Ooh. Why is she so fired up? We're gonna.
I don't give a f*** about your bracket.
Slide into our VMs after Nirvana. You too can leave us a voice message, and we super appreciate these. Just head to our Odyssey app, and you can take care of business right there.
Now, we do have somebody that's upset with March Madness, and it all starts today, so what better timing than to take that voice message?
Oh,
but
yeah.
Before we get to that voice message, I feel like we need to start with the most important one, and that is a rockaholic who's not happy with our friend, Danny V.
Uh-oh.
Oh, God.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Really? Danny?
What do you think he might be upset about?
Wallet chains.
Wallet chains? Mismatching shoes.
I do say a lot of weird things on the radio, so I probably something that I said without even thinking about it. Maybe it's my laugh.
Your laugh?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and saying weird things, I mean, it just falls right in line with the rest of the show.
That's,
so, I mean, that's why I think that's why we all get along so well. Okay, let's figure it out.
Billy Joel, best guitarist. What the hell's wrong with you?
Yeah, Danny.
You wear 2 different color shoes. And still rock a wallet chain. There's something wrong there.
I agree with all 3 parts.
You know,
did he think you said Billy Joel?
Well, I was going to say, honestly, Billy, I agree. Billy Joel, piano man, like, why would he be the greatest guitar player of all time?
And he put that guitar on for Back in the USSR. I remember that performance.
Billy Joel?
I think he's talking about Billy Joe Armstrong.
Of course, but I wonder if he actually thought I said Billy. I wonder, 2 things. Does he think that the lead singer of Green Day's name is Billy Joel, or does he know that it's Billy Joe, and he's just thinking like, is it Billy Joe? I don't know.
Billy Joel?
He definitely put an L in there.
So someone did text us, though, asking after we had this conversation. We were talking about the greatest guitarist of all time, and Danny's pick was not Billy Joel, the piano man, but Billy Joe Armstrong from Green Day. And somebody said, what would be your Mount Rushmore of guitarists? And they gave, like, so it's Satriani, looks like Steve with sunglasses, Slash, Herman from Dragon Force, and then Buckethead as well. Buckethead's
oh,
a great
Buckethead.
Guitarist.
You got to have Buckethead up there, I feel like.
I wouldn't put him in my Mount Rushmore, but he's a very good guitarist.
Now, are we Mount Rushmoring our favorites or who we think are the greatest?
I would rather say Mount Rushmore your favorites.
Okay.
Because I feel like that's such a subjective thing, you know, trying to say what is the best guitarist or who is the best guitarist.
Sure.
Like, for me, I'm thinking Jack White's definitely on
oh,
there.
Oh, good choice. But
mainly it's like, which guitarist would I like to play drums with? Mm-hmm. Jack White definitely would be one.
Yeah.
I would say Mike McCready from Pearl Jam. I'd put him on there. I would definitely put Ace Frehley from Kiss.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm torn on that last one. Mm-hmm. Dave Grohl. I'm kidding.
That's why we got into this mess in the first place.
That's why we got into this mess in the first place. You're absolutely right. Probably Slash.
Yeah.
From GNR, man.
Of course.
Oh, Tom Morello.
I would put Tom Morello on mine.
Yep.
I'd put Eddie Van Halen on mine. I would put Alex Lifeson of Rush, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I'd put Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah.
I'd go with Jimmy.
And I bet he's got the good weed, too. If he was still around. Definitely not Billy Joe Armstrong.
Wow.
I'll tell you that.
Oh, yeah. Billy Joel Armstrong.
Billy Joel Armstrong. All right, let's get to the bracket talk. Are you ready for this voice message?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going to work, and I'm completely dreading it because this is my least favorite time of the year. Daily Mig Show, what say you? College basketball, March Madness. I hate these f***ing brackets. Nobody in my office wants to do work. All they want to do is talk about their brackets and watch the games and waste a bunch of time. We have things we have to get done. I don't give a f*** about your bracket.
So I figured out that I have Auburn winning my bracket, just to let you guys know.
Oh, nice. Yeah, all right.
Auburn's going to beat. They're beating Gonzaga. I don't know if you guys care, but
of course.
clearly
you're
care
seeing
about.
The future.
So is she a boss?
She sounds like she really cares about the bottom line.
And how UConn's doing, or Gonzaga. I don't want to be that boss that just shuts it all down. But something needs to be done. If you're one of these people and you're going to work, do your f***ing job. And then talk about your brackets. Bye.
I mean, I take my bracket selections so not seriously that I can get it done in about 3 minutes.
Oh, I finished mine in less than 3 minutes. Especially Danny gave us a website where you just have to click a button. You don't have to type it in.
It was so like, great.
I was just like, whatever, that sounds good. Oh, I should probably throw an upset here, but I don't care. I have no money riding on it, so it's not a big deal. I do have to say, though, and I mean, maybe she's getting a little too over the top with mm-hmm. this. Maybe chill out, like let your staff have fun. I think that good morale is a good thing for your business at the end of the day. But you hear these stories about how during this time of the year, productivity at the workplace goes down. I think it brings morale up because people are having fun talking about something that they could all kind of like, you know, you could all have a conversation about. But if I was a boss, I wonder how hard it would be to kind of have to deal with that. Or do you just kind of have it in the back of your mind like, oh, March is coming. I just got to accept for the next month. My coworkers are just not going to give enough.
And it's really just the most chaotic the first week. Like, it calms down. She's going to be okay. Also, quick shout out to all the dudes who got a vasectomy this week intentionally so that they could sit and watch NCAA men's basketball games.
Oh, is that a thing?
You don't know that that's a thing?
No.
This is like the most popular week for vasectomies.
What are you talking about?
I swear I am not
lying. Is this when Brad did his?
He did it during March Madness, but I think it might have been like a week or two later. It wasn't the first week.
Oh, I should get one next month for WrestleMania weekend.
See? Whenever there's some sort of a sporting event that happens for like multiple days, that is when the vasectomies go up.
My wife, wait, you now decided you want a vasectomy. Yes. And I'm going to do it every year around April something.
Oh.
That way it just lines right up with wrestling. Yep. There's a lot of wrestling going on that weekend.
You just get your ice pack, you get some NXT, snacks.
You get all the indie shows.
See?
Yeah,
I just gave you a great opportunity, Steve.
Let's put some peas on the bean and now I'll just be good to go. That is hilarious. Yep. I never heard that before.
True story. The Mariners were making national news yesterday. They unveiled a whole bunch of new features for the menu at the ballpark for 2025. And there are some offerings that are quite different, little out there. But what would lead to one of the Mariners' bigwigs saying this to you, Migs, yesterday during the tasting?
No, I wouldn't eat that if I were you.
We're going to find out at 7:20.
The Daily Migs Show.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the ION College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least 3 times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the ION College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Seattle Mariners have officially unveiled a brand new food and beverage lineup at T-Mobile Park, and they invited us to come by and try some of it. How did we get on the list?
First time ever we've been invited to one of these things. You always see the social media push from all the influencers doing their thing, and then we got to go, and now I get why people get so excited for this. It was so much fun to just be around and check out all the cool food and all the cool new drinks, like the slushies and everything there was awesome.
And just getting fired up for baseball season in general, it was fantastic. And while we were there, we got to chat with SVP of Marketing and Communications, Greg Green, and something rather embarrassing happened during that chat for you, Steve Miggs.
Yes.
Taryn, we are here with our friend Greg Green from the Mariners.
Greg Green is a total legend. He told us just last week about the Vetter Cup that's coming to the city, and right now we're previewing a whole bunch of food and drink that's going to be available at the ballpark.
Oh, we got to go. I just saw the ice cream nachos.
You got to try the ice cream nachos. It sounds disgusting because you immediately picture ice cream with like the nacho cheese sauce on it, right. But it is not that.
So it looks like, does it come with dipping sauces like chocolate and caramel?
Okay, so let me break down the ice cream nachos for you. You get a helmet, right? You start with the helmet cup, right? And then you put waffle cone chips in it, and then ice cream, sprinkles, sauces, and of course a cherry on top. Thus you have ice cream nachos. First time ever.
Greg, what would you say of all the things we're previewing today? What has been your absolute favorite item?
Oh my goodness, that's like picking a favorite kid, which I do have a favorite kid, I'll be honest, depending on the day. You know, the secret spot, I love the curry here. The katsu curry here is phenomenal. The legendary ones, like the crab fries. If you haven't had crab fries at the ballpark, you get French fries. They throw like a big lump of crab meat on top of it, like a bunch of crab and Old Bay seasoning. It's phenomenal. There's so many great eats at the ballpark.
First of all, I didn't even know that existed, that there's a place to go at the Mariners games where they have just fries with a bunch of crab on it.
Here I've been eating garlic fries like an idiot when I could have been having crab fries.
Step it up for the fancy nights out.
Okay, can you tell me, where are the crab fries?
They are in center field. They are a secret gem at the ballpark. Also, Moto Pizza. You know, you just have to stand in line forever to get it. Mm-hmm. It's like, it lives up to the hype.
Greg, I had my first Moto Pizza at the ballpark last year. First ever, and it was a religious experience.
Yeah, it changes lives, doesn't it?
Oh, I lost my sushi.
Wow. Oh, no.
Okay, at that moment, while we're doing the interview, I dropped my plate of food right on Greg's feet.
It was great, Steve. You embarrassed all of us. Thanks for that.
And we're right in the middle, and there's like a crowd of people watching, and it just kind of just exploded on the floor. And I'm like, oh, man, it was probably a bad idea to try and balance a plate on top of my drink while doing this interview.
Epic fail.
Yes.
Five
seconds. Lie that down. It's okay. I can still eat them.
5 second rule.
Yes. Yeah. That's what you get for trying to do an interview while having your sushi balancing on your beer.
We'll get a clean up here.
Yeah, I got it.
We'll get Tucker the dog to come in here and clean that up. Yeah.
We're never getting invited back again.
No, I wouldn't eat that if I were you.
That's the best part. He's looking at me. He's like, I think Miggs is going to eat that.
Oh, no.
Because I was still holding the plate. I was like,
I mean, I can't think of a messier thing to spill, though, because there was just rice everywhere, all the toppings,
I know,
the sago,
I know,
all the good stuff.
All of it, all over the floor.
Well, Greg, thank you so much for having us, and we look forward to doing more fun stuff with the Mariners this year.
Yeah, we look forward to seeing you at the ballpark. Almost opening day, yay! March 27th. Let's go.
Let's go.
He was such a good dude. And the cool part was, like, I haven't seen Greg in forever. Like, we talked to him last week. Greg's been a part of the Mariners for over 20 years.
So
when
cool.
I first started working in radio at the end, he was working with the Mariners, and he just worked his way up the ladder, and he's now, you know, a senior vice president. A great guy.
Also doing janitorial services from time to time when someone spills their sushi all over the floor.
The best part is, as we left, I got a text message from him, and it just said, great to see you. Come back and spill stuff on our floor anytime.
Oh, what a good sport.
I feel like I'm never going to be able to live that down with him.
Well, while
and the video's up on our Instagram page. If you just go to the Daily Mix Instagram, because Danny pulled out his phone. I blame Danny for that entire mess.
Oh, yeah.
Because he pulled out his phone while we were talking, and he was getting video. And while he was pulling out a phone, I'm like, oh, this probably looks weird that I'm holding sushi on top of a can while doing the interview. Let me lower the sushi so it's not in the video shot. And as I lowered it, that's when it just slid off of my drink.
Tipped right over.
Yeah.
Great time.
So it's Danny's fault.
Well, while we were there, we also saw our buddy King 5 meteorologist Leah Pizzetti, who we love so much.
Yeah, we'll get to her in a little bit as well. She was awesome.
Yes, she was. And in honor of Ichiro Suzuki's National Baseball Hall of Fame election, T-Mobile Park is launching something called Ichi Wings at the Walk-Off Market, which is awesome. And the backstory about how these wings came to be is very cool. We're going to tell you all about it after Radiohead.
The Daily Mix Show.
T-Mobile Bark is putting out a bunch of new food and drink offerings for the 2025 Mariners season, including some really cool player-inspired dishes, as they do Cal Raleigh's Lil Dumpers. They have the King's Court
turkey leg. And those are dumplings. They're little dumplings. So in case anyone's like, what in the world are we eating? It's all because Cal Raleigh's called Big Dumper.
Yes.
Yeah.
The King's Court turkey leg in honor of Felix Hernandez. Dude,
that thing was massive looking.
And they had tiny little plates. And there was one guy with this giant turkey leg on the world's tiniest plate. It was so cute.
I'll be honest. I respect that because what they were doing is like they had all these meals, but they would like kind of chop them up a little bit or slice them up. And that way you have little like little samples.
Yeah.
And I love that whoever that guy was at the party was just like, I don't want the sample. I want the entire leg.
Taking the whole leg.
Walking around with that with pride.
And then they also had Ichiro Suzuki's Ichi Wings, and Danny gave that a try.
So Danny, you're about to eat the wings. Now, do you know the backstory?
No, I don't.
All right, before you take a bite, apparently these wings are inspired by an actual chicken wing that the Mariners would make for Ichiro. So these were specifically made for Ichiro, and they were never sold. Now they're available for people to enjoy.
Do you think that these are possibly a good luck charm for this year?
Yes.
All right.
They're going to win the World Series because of these wings. Are you ready to try it?
Here we go. Ow. They're so good.
I left out one other fact about these wings. They're made with Ichiro sweat.
Oh, I love it.
Yes. Yeah, so
I will lick the man when he throws out the first pitch.
These taste like teriyaki
yeah,
sauce.
He does. It's so
incredible.
Good.
He does have a nice crust on him.
And a nice little zing to it as well.
Yeah. They're so good. See if you need to eat some.
Time to start eating meat. For Ichiro.
I mean, it seems like that's the right time to do it.
Oh,
and
course.
Also, that wasn't just for the radio. Whenever we go out to eat with Danny, this is how Danny sounds while he's eating.
Oh, yeah.
Ow. Ow. Doesn't matter what he's putting in his mouth.
Ow.
Ow. Wow.
We ended up chatting a bunch with...
Well, I didn't mean that.
Okay, maybe I did.
With the legendary executive chef Craig McAllister about the Ichi Wing, and he shared more of the backstory.
Ichiro's wing, I mean, that is the Ichi Wing, that is his recipe.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, like, I don't even need to think about it. Like, the recipe was already there. I just needed to print it out and give it to our awesome culinary team, and, like, we just need to make enough of it to give it to, you know, to give it to every fan. And hopefully we, like, ruin a couple Ichiro jerseys that they, you know, like, in the process. I think that's going to be, like, a badge of honor is watching, like, the wing sauce down the front of the Ichiro jersey, right? Yeah.
Like a mad scientist, like, and then...
I wish I had time to try them all. I didn't even try one of the Ichi wings.
You didn't try one of the wings?
Very sad. And I love wings.
So we're looking through the menu, and it's funny because I enjoy this even when it's like ballparks outside of Washington whenever they release it because it ends up like becoming like a story, like these fun pop culture stories. And I did see that the Mariners menu was just kind of spreading all over the internet, mainly because of the corn dog.
Which is blue.
Which is blue. And people are just like, why would I want to eat a blue corn dog? That sounds like a terrible idea. Until you try it, and Danny, you tried it, and you absolutely loved it.
It was so good.
I thought it was fantastic.
Might have been my favorite, one of my favorite top things there.
Really?
Yeah, honestly, because like I don't usually like corn dogs, so I don't usually get them just because the breading is too much. But it was something about it just being coated in cheese and then the Takis on top that I was like, oh.
Yeah, it's blue, honey-battered corn dog with a spicy crunch with nacho cheese. Did you feel that it was spicy?
No.
I didn't think so either.
Not at all.
I got to say, one of the things I loved, and I don't even know where you get it, but they're gummy bears. And I know it's like an item, but they dusted it with like a plum dusting.
Yes.
And it was such, I don't know, I never had a gummy bear where I felt like I was being fancy while eating it, but it was delicious.
Did you eat it with your pinky up like
of
this?
Of course. That's how you always eat it. That's how you eat gummy bears. Also, one of the things I was talked about is the ice cream nachos.
Oh.
Which is just soft serve ice cream with, instead of like tortilla chips, they've got waffle chips.
Oh, they were just perfectly sized. What a brilliant item.
And then I think another thing that you're starting to see on social media is that they now are serving, it's not serving, but when you get a drink, you could get it in the Trident's Up cup. This thing is awesome.
It fits in the cup holder.
It's a giant Mariner's Trident. I mean, what would you say? That thing was like maybe 2.5 feet tall?
Yeah, easily.
Right. And like you could fill it with whatever. And like you could come back to the games. If you buy it at the game, the souvenir cup, you could bring it to the game and they'll refill it. Obviously, you got to pay for the refill.
Sure.
But like the guy was telling me, he's like, yeah, you can put beer in there if you got your kid. I'm like, is he going to tell me to put beer in there for my kid? He's like, yeah, you can put whatever drink in there. But it was a big hit when I brought it home to Tatum.
I know you and I both brought them home and both of our kids stole them from us. So
yes.
We don't get to have them. those anymore. They belong to our kids.
The sushi, they have an Ichiro-based roll, the Ichiro.
Yeah.
That looked really good as well. There's new hot dogs. I mean, there's just a whole bunch of different stuff. And then the alcohol slushies.
Oh, my God. It was like a blue, what was it, like a blue raspberry lemonade something or other?
Yes.
That was so
yes,
good.
It was. They only gave us like little tiny like little cups to try them in. I probably had three or four.
Yeah, the frozen mango natto, the frozen basil lemonade, and then the frozen pina colada, and then the Mariner's lemonade. So,
so good.
If you want like a boozy slushy, they got those as well.
Absolutely. And big shout out to Coca-Cola Gina. She was there, and she's a listener of our show.
It was awesome meeting her.
She said she drives an hour and 40 minutes each way to work.
I'm so sorry about that. That was the hardest part. I mean, shout out to the Mariners. Everything about it was such a great time. It was so much fun to be able to experience that. Got me really hyped up for the upcoming season. But then it was like 5 o'clock when this event ended. And I'm like, I don't know if I want to go home.
Yeah.
I don't know how people do it every day.
Oh, yeah. It was
at that time.
It took you a while. It took me a longer while, but we eventually made it home last night.
And Danny's such a D-bag. I hadn't even left Seattle. And he's sending us a text going, I'm on my couch in my comfortable clothes, just hanging out watching TV now, guys.
I will say it's because you guys both were like, oh, Danny could just hold the bathroom and go use the bathroom at his house instead of having to use it here. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to send them a picture of me just hanging out in my pajamas while they're stuck in traffic.
I'd rather that than you sending us a picture of you in the bathroom.
That's fair.
Yes.
Rockaholics, how would you like a shot at beating Steve this morning? He has a current record of 82 wins, 40 losses, and 21 ties in 2025. And if you were listening to the cheat sheet yesterday at 5:40, that could be very helpful as we gave out three of the correct answers for the upcoming game. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 7:50.
The Daily Migs Show.